Yeah, so Padmapada raises this doubt in Shankara's Adhyasa Bhashyam that Shankara doesn't follow tradition one, and since he doesn't do Mangalacharanam, therefore the work may be criticized or the work cannot be called as flawless. So he raises this doubt and says Shankara, being the right traditionalist, will not disobey tradition. So Mangalacharanam can be of two types. One is what we know as either prostration to Guru or Ishvara, and the second is like speaking about the truth. So truth, or in Panchapadika he uses a particular word, I don't recollect the exact word, but speaking about the truth, or truth speaking, or propounding about the truth is a form of Mangalacharanam. So since Shankara in the starting paragraph, the first sentence, or you can call the first paragraph or Adhyasa Bhashyam, he speaks about the truth. He speaks about the truth of one's nature as Brahman and the cause for problems as well. So Satya Kathanam, or speaking about the truth, is another form of Mangalacharanam. So if you see this particular prostrating verse of Rasabhivyanjika, this is also like has Mangalacharanam in the second way of Satya Kathanam. It is not a Mangalacharanam in the form of prostrating to Guru or Ishvara, but it is a Mangalacharanam in the way that it propounds about the truth. It propounds about the truth of Brahman as well as the truth that I am Brahman. So since it propounds about the truth, Satya Kathanam is always a form of Mangalacharanam. And Padmapada doesn't stop there. He says Satya Kathanam, okay, like even if we consider that Satya Kathanam is not a form of prostrating, but Shankara's particular Adhyasa Bhashyam starting statement speaks about that reality which is unaffected or untainted by one's experience. Naisargikoyam lokavyavaharah. Even though it is naisargikoyam, naisargikam, and lokavyavaharam, it is natural and it one so like empirical usage that we see, but still what Shankara says here, there is that it, the sorrow is caused by Adhyasam, and still even at that time I am unaffected. That means the truth that is unaffected can never be affected by lack of Mangalacharanam. So if you see this particular shloka as well, though Mangalacharanam may not be there, but still it speaks about oneself as Anandam, Nirantar Anandam. So that which is Nirantar Anandam and that which is Nirbhayam cannot have any sin accrued or any problem. It cannot get any problem by lack of Mangalacharanam. Therefore, in both ways, the objection that Mangalacharanam has not been followed is not there. So this is a sidetrack, like what Shankara's Adhyasa Bhashyam. I don't remember whether I had said to you or whether you remember it, but that's how Padmapada speaks about it. And so the next line is about the subject matter of this work. So iha kalu vedanteshu moksha eva parama purushartha. Here in Vedanta, Vedanteshu, in Vedantam, or accepted by Vedanta, moksha eva parama purushartha. Moksha alone is the ultimate purushartham. Purushartham is like artham, means something to be attained, some object, something to be achieved or aspired. So Purushartham means the artham for Purusha, artham for man, artham for human beings. So that the artham, the ultimate artham, ultimate goal of human being is moksha alone. Why it is moksha alone? Tasya eva nityatvat. Because tasya eva, that alone, nityatva, that alone is eternal. So since that alone is eternal, therefore it is the ultimate goal. The ultimate goal has to be always eternal. Therefore, since that ultimate goal, tasya eva, mokshasya eva, nityatva, since moksha alone is nityam, therefore ఇట్ ఈస్ ద పరమ పురుషార్థ ఆనంద రూపత్వాచ నిత్యత్వం ఎలోన్ లైక్ మే నాట్ బ్రింగ్ ఇన్ లైక్ ఆనందం. అట్ ద ఎంపెరికల్ లెవెల్ వీ సీ థింగ్స్ యాజ్ ఎటర్నల్, ఎంపెరికలీ ఎటర్నల్ బట్ స్టిల్ దే డోంట్ గివ్ ఆనందం. సో నిత్యం ఎలోన్ డజంట్ నెసెసరీలీ మీన్ ఆనందం. దేర్ ఫర్ హీ యాడ్స్ దట్ ఆనంద రూపత్వాచ బికాస్ మోక్షం ఈస్ ఆఫ్ ద నేచర్ ఆఫ్ ఆనందం, దేర్ ఫర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ద అల్టిమేట్ గోల్. సో ద అల్టిమేట్ గోల్ ఆఫ్ హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్స్ హ్యాస్ టూ ఫోల్డ్ క్వాలిటీస్ ఇన్ ఇట్. వన్ ఈస్ ఇట్ షుడ్ బి ఆనందం, ఇట్ షుడ్ గివ్ బ్లెస్, ఇట్ షుడ్ గివ్ హ్యాపీనెస్, ఇట్ షుడ్ బి డివైడ్ ఆఫ్ సారో. అండ్ ద సెకండ్ ఈస్ దట్ ఇట్ షుడ్ బి ఎటర్నల్. సో ద హ్యాపీనెస్ దట్ వీ గెట్ లైక్ ఫ్రమ్ ద వరల్డ్ ఈస్ నాట్ అల్టిమేట్ గోల్ బికాస్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ ఎటర్నల్. అండ్ ద ఎటర్నాలిటీ దట్ వీ ఫేస్ ఇన్ ద వరల్డ్ ఈస్ నాట్ ద అల్టిమేట్ గోల్ బికాస్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ బ్లిస్ఫుల్. సో ఇట్స్ లైక్ టూ ఫోల్డ్ వీ కెన్ గివ్ సెట్ ద క్వాలిటీ ఆఫ్ లైక్ వన్స్ అల్టిమేట్ గోల్ యాజ్ టూ ఫోల్డ్. వన్ ఈజ్ లైక్ దట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ హ్యాస్ టు బి నిత్యం, అండ్ దెన్ ద సెకండ్ ఈజ్ ఇట్ హ్యాస్ టు బి ఆనంద రూపం. యా సో లైక్ దట్ ఈస్ సో మోక్ష అలోన్ ఈస్ ద పరమ పురుషార్థం బికాస్ దాట్ అలోన్ ఈస్ నిత్యం తస్య ఏవ. సో ఏవ దేర్ మీన్స్ దాట్ అలోన్. సో దట్ నథింగ్ ఎల్స్ ఈస్ ఎటర్నల్, ఓన్లీ మోక్ష ఈస్ ఎటర్నల్ అండ్ దాట్ అలోన్ ఈస్ ఆనంద రూపం. అండ్ లైక్ హీ గివ్స్ ఏ శృతి కోటింగ్ తమేవ విద్వాన్ అమృత ఇహ భవతి ఇది శృతి ఘోషయతి. సో శృతి లైక్ శృతి ప్రపౌండ్స్, శృతి ప్రొక్లెయిమ్స్ దాట్ ఎ పర్సన్ హూ నోస్ దాట్ హీ అలోన్ బికమ్స్ ఇమ్మార్టల్. సో లేటర్ ఇట్ వుడ్ బి ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ దట్ హియర్ తమేవ మీన్స్ లైక్ ఆఫ్టర్ నోయింగ్ ఇట్, నోయింగ్ ఇట్ మీన్స్ లవింగ్ నోయింగ్ బ్రహ్మన్ విచ్ ఈస్ మోక్ష. దట్ విల్ బి ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ లేటర్. భగవత్ పాద ప్రోక్తం. సో భగవత్ పాద హ్యాస్ సెడ్ యు నో ద కోటింగ్. సో దుర్లభం త్రయమేవైతత్ దేవానుగ్రహ హేతుకం మనుష్యత్వం మోక్షత్వం మహాపురుష సంశ్రేయ. సో త్రీ థింగ్స్ ఆర్ టఫ్ ఇన్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ టు బి అటైన్డ్ అండ్ దే ఆర్ అటైన్డ్ ఓన్లీ త్రూ గ్రేస్ ఆఫ్ God here, grace of God, it's not grace of God. Chinmayananda says that it is one's own action. So Daivam means one's own action or fate or karma, you can say. And those three are Manishyatvam, Mumukshatvam, Mahapurusha, Samsraya. So Manishyatvam, manhood, qualities of being a man, Mumukshatvam, desire for liberation, and Mahapurusha, Samsraya, surrender to a man of wisdom. అండ్ శంకర ఆల్సో సేస్ అహం సాక్షి ఇది యో విద్యా వివిచ్చైవం పునః పునః స ఏవ ముక్త సో విద్వాన్ ఇది వేదాంత డిండిమ. అహం సాక్షి ఇది యో విద్యా ఎ పర్సన్ హూ నోస్ దాట్ ఐ ఆమ్ ద సాక్షి. హౌ వివిచ్చైవం పునః 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 అగైన్ అగైన్ వివిచ్య. వివిచ్య మీన్స్ లైక్ డిస్క్రిమినేటింగ్ ఆర్ యూజింగ్ హిస్ ఇంటెలెక్ట్ అగైన్ అండ్ అగైన్ reflecting continuously that I am Sakshi because I am unaffected whereas everything else is changing. So by that and through that process of discrimination, process of using the intellect, process of mananam, a person knows that I am the Sakshi. Sa eva muktah, he alone is liberated. And so vidwan, he alone is a real learned person. Iti Vedanta Dindima, thus like is what Vedanta says. Iti. And like what is the meaning of these two shlokas? These two shlokas may seem to be out of context. So the verb says moksha hatu jnanat. Moksha is possible only through jnanam. Jnanah satsangat. So moksha is possible through jnanam, that is explained in the second shloka. And jnanah satsangat guru kataksha. So jnanam is possible only through satsangam as well as the grace of guru cha iti ukta shlokasya sangati. So that is the like connection or relation between the two mentioned shlokas. So the first shloka says that jnanam, a person can get knowledge, a person can get knowledge only through like satsangam as well as guru kataksham. So first is getting manhood qualities and the second is burning desire for liberation and third is satsangam. So satsangam, the third thing is what is important. Satsangam makes a person learn. And a person who is learned alone is liberated. That is the connection between the above two shlokas. So basically this means that like though knowledge is like moksha is attained in like in two steps. One first is the satsangam or guru kataksham, and the second is by knowledge. So the direct is knowledge, though directly it is by knowledge, still it is possible only to satsangam and guru kataksham. So internally it is meant that this work serves as a means of satsangam. Yadyapi Madhusudana Sarasvatya Kratam Vedanta Kalpalatika Vivida Shastra Abhihitam Moksham Vistarati. Though, like, there can be one objection here that, though, like, there is a work of Madhusudana Saraswati titled Vedanta Kalpalatika, where he deals about, like, the moksham of all systems. He describes, analyzes, and criticizes the liberation concept of different philosophies, starting with the Jainas, Charvakas, and Buddhas. So, though Madhusudana Saraswati already like speaks about all these things, then what is the use of this work? Madhusudana Saraswati already deals moksha, and he deals in a better way. He deals all the systems. Then what is the purpose of this particular work? So though Madhusudana Saraswati has dealt the liberation concept as per different philosophies, still this kriti, tata api, still iyam kritihi, this kriti Advaita Vedantana Moksha Eva Charchayati. This system deals or discusses only the moksha as per Advaita Vedanta, or moksha of Advaita Vedantins. Why it discusses only Advaita Vedanta of moksha, of Advaita Vedantins moksha? Anyasya Nishfalatva Nishedatva Cha. Because Anyasya, other things, other systems, other philosophies, or the other, the moksha of other philosophies, nishfalatvat, is nishfalam, it is fruitless, means it won't give moksha. And nishedatvacha, and it has already been negated by Madhusudana Saraswati among other people. So the difference between like the other works or Vedanta Kalpalatika of Madhusudana Saraswati and this work is that Madhusudana Saraswati explains all the liberation concept of all systems. That means it has a broader aspect, which in turn means that you need to have knowledge of all the systems, which again means that you will enter into a lot of controversies, it will take a lot of time to understand and learn. Whereas this work deals only with Advaita Vedanta. So that is the difference between, though Madhusudana Saraswati finally speaks about Advaita Vedanta, but still it is after refuting all those systems. And as of today, we don't need to do it because it has already been refuted by him. So this serves as a means of this work, though it has the same subject matter as that of Madhusudana Saraswati's work, but still it deals only this Advaita Vedanta's moksha. Therefore, it is advantageous for initial seekers who are unaware of other systems and who don't want to spend time learning other systems, which is of course fruitless, nishfala. So the objection is is answered there. So again, the concept of like purushartham, we have to again come to purushartham. So loke manavasya purushartha chatvari iti vedaha pratipadayati. In the world, like, man's purushartha has been said as four by Veda. Veda propounds that purushartha, man's purushartha, is four. Purushartha dharma artha kama moksha ityeva. The purushartas are dharma artha kama and moksha. Tayor madhye moksha eva parama purushartha. Amidst or amongst all those four purushartas, moksha alone is the parama purushartham, because purvukta nyaya, because of the logic given previously. Prior means the first two logics, Nityam and Anandarupam. So that itarahatu, and so like we have to, while explaining a concept, we have to explain both the positive aspect as well as the negative aspect. So if we have four purushartha and moksha alone is parama purushartha, then we have to explain why, then what is the purpose of the other three. other three, like, it shouldn't be that the other three are totally useless. If the other three are totally useless, then Veda will not propound. If other three are totally useless, then Veda's subject matter itself becomes totally useless. And Veda has flaws in it. If Veda has flaws in it, then Veda's statement that moksha is the Parama Purusharthan also cannot be accepted. So we have to explain as to why the other three are not as important in moksha, but still are being explained. So itaraha tu. Itaraha means the other. So other three are jnana paryantam chitta shuddhi matrameva sadayati. They accomplish chitta shuddhi. They accomplish chitta shuddhi matrameva. So there the work explains that they help in chitta shuddhi alone. So it is not chitta shuddhi plus something else. You cannot say that, okay, by doing dharma, by doing dharmic activities, I gain knowledge. So dharmic activities can give only chitta shuddhi. So the other three can give us only chitta shuddhi until jnana dawns, jnana paryantam. So until jnana, once a person enters into knowledge, once a person enters into knowledge path, then the other purusharthas are not of any use for him. Not of much use, you should say. Ideal case is knowledge when a person has got purity of mind and he enters it. Once he enters knowledge, then it is that all karmas are burnt in the fire of knowledge. That which means, like, it's of no use, right? So basically we have to understand this concept quite clearly, that the other three can give us only chitta shuddhi and only until knowledge. Once a person enters into knowledge, it is futile, or it is illogical to say that you have to still do dharma. Though, like, people might propound that, okay, we should do sandhya vandanam, always doing sandhya vandanam is right, that doesn't help it, because sandhya, once you enter into knowledge, sandhya vandanam is as good as any other action. So this work clearly says that once a person enters knowledge, then the other three purusharthas are of no use. The only purusharta that matters for a person in the jnana margam is moksha.
Okay.
And this is a quite tricky concept, so you should understand clearly that, okay, once a person, the three purusharthas are meant to give us chitta shuddhi and only until knowledge dawns. So once knowledge dawns, then, or once a person enters into knowledge path, then those are of no use. And why those are of no use? If that doesn't mean that a person shouldn't do karma, okay, a person who is in jnana margam, he should go on learning work, go on learning work. You will learn, but you will not be able to apprehend it fully. There will not be any experience. That is why a person should always have nishkama karma. But once a person gets into the knowledge path, then there is no differentiation between dharmic activities as well as adharmic activities. So that means, like, a person who is in the knowledge path, he does all activities as a brahmayajna, which in turn means that there is no differentiation between a differentiation with respect of the three purusharthas. So for him, like, everything is a brahmayajna. That means everything is a nishkama karma. So it we have to understand it clearly, that this doesn't mean that a person who is in the knowledge path doesn't need to do purushartham, but it only means that a person who is in the knowledge path and who is doing the right sadhana for knowledge, he will be doing like nishkama karma always. Therefore, there is no need for Vedas to say that, okay, he should do this particular dharma, he should do kama, he should do artham, he should have proper and all, because he automatically does all those things. Got the difference, right? Yataha iyam kritihi moksha eva pratipadayati. Therefore, since, like, moksha alone is the parama purusharthaṁ and the other three help us only in getting chitta shuddhi and until jnanam, until the jnana margam, therefore this particular work deals with moksha. Okay, we can, jnana pariyantam can be taken as jnana dawns. So as Paramartha says, knowledge dawning is just like one step. That means paroksha jnanam you have got, but aparoksha jnanam, or as Paramatma would say, like jivan mukti is jnana nishta, it is not jnanam. So once a person gets knowledge, he should be established in knowledge or jnana nishta. So once a person gets knowledge, then the other three are not valid, but still that doesn't mean that he is a jivan mukta, because he hasn't yet got jnana nishta. Sarvabhutanam paramagatihi ananda eva. So the paramagati or the ultimate goal, he is explaining in a different way, like purushartha is the Vedic terminology, whereas paramagati means like a normal terminology, which a layman's terminology. So the goal of all beings, so irrespective of whether he is a manishya or a deva or any other being, ananda alone is the paramagati. And jnata ajnatava tadeva sada ichanti. Jnata ajnatava, knowingly or unknowingly, tadeva ananda eva, that alone sada ishanti, always he seeks, he or that being. So all beings have the ultimate goal as anandam, and anandam alone is being sought by, ishanti means seeking, so sought by the beings, either knowingly or unknowingly. Few knowingly seek it, few unknowingly seek it. Idam jagat nama rupa yuktam brahmaiva. This world, which is of the nature of nama rupa, which it is Brahman alone. So here, like after explaining that ananda is the parama gatihi, so we have to come to what is anandam and what is not anandam. So that means like we have to come to the concept of jagat and brahma. Once we come to the concept of jagat and brahma, then we can negate or remove brahma out of our subject matter and concentrate on brahman, which is of the nature of anandam. So thereby, like first he removes, like distinguishes jagat and brahman. So vyavritta lakshanam. So idam jagat nama rupa yuktam brahmaiva. How can it be said? Sadeva saumi idam agre asit. Sad alone existed before creation. Sarvam kalu idam brahma. Everything is brahman alone. Brahmaiva idam amritam parastha. Brahman is alone present here, which is immortal in nature, or immortality in nature, and which is there in front. Ityeva shruti kodibihi uktatvat. Thus has been propounded by crores of Shruti statements. Since it has been propounded by crores of Shruti statement, therefore this world, which is mixed with Nama Rupam, is Brahman alone. So that is one way of explaining Neha Nanasti Kinchana Iti Anyasya Nishedatvat. So there is no duality whatsoever here. Thus other things have been eliminated. That means like in one way Shruti says Brahman alone exists, and in the other side, like Shruti says, there is nothing else. That means both ways, like Brahman alone exists and nothing else exists, both together completely prove that Brahman alone is present here. Uddalakaha api proktam. So how can we say that the jagat which is nama rupam, which is changing, is Brahman? So the concept is like here, like first we have to negate jagat. So remove jagat. So removing jagat can be done by saying that jagat is Brahman with nama rupam. So nama rupam is an illusion, therefore jagat is also Brahman. That means Brahman alone is there, and that Brahman is ananda rupam, and that ananda rupa Brahman I am, that is liberation. Got the flow, right?
Yeah.
It's easy for you. It's a quite a simple word. So uddalaka api proktam. Yata saumya ekena mitprindena sarvam mrinmayam vijnatam syat vacharambanam vikaro namadeyam mrittiketyeva satyam iti. Uddalakaha in the 6th chapter of Chandogya Upanishad says, oh dear, like even as by knowing a piece of mud, all materials of mud are known, therefore it proves that which is arising out of word is only namadheyam, is only a particular name. Mud alone is true. That means like different objects of mud are the names that we give for them, which is arising out of word or thought. So that which is arising out of word or thought is only namam, only a namam, and mud alone is real. Bhagavad Padastu Proktam. Bhagavad Pada has also said this in Brahmajnana Vali Mala. Gadakudyadikam sarvam mrittika matramevahi tadvat brahma jagat sarvam iti vedanta dindima. Gadakudyadikam, gatam means pot, kudyadikam, kudyam means wall. So pot, wall, etc. are mrittika alone, mrittika, mud alone. Similarly, the entire world is Brahman alone. Thus says Vedanta. Bharati Tirtha Tuktam. So Bharati Tirtha also has said, Asti Bhati Priyam Rupam Namam Cheti Amsha Panchakam Adhyatrayam Brahma Rupam Jagat Rupo Tadutvayam. There are five parts to an entity, like which is existence, consciousness, bliss, name and form. Existence, consciousness, bliss is the nature of Brahman, and Nama Rupam is the nature of Jagat. This we have already discussed, so you should be knowing it. Iti. Anubhuti Prakashika Api Uktam. Anubhuti Prakashika is a work of Vidyaranya, in which it is a metrical work in which, like Vidyaranya, deals with the explanation or a commentary to the major Upanishads. So, yeah?
No.
Okay. So, he, while dealing with the Chandogya, like 6th chapter of Chandogya Upanishad, he explains this as Idam Jagad Nama Rupa Yuktam Adya Sat Iti Iriyate Srishte Pura Sadeva Asid Nama Rupa Vivarjitam. This world which is filled with Nama Rupa is said to be Sat now. And before creation, Sat alone existed but without Nama Rupam. So Shankara in his Brahma Sutra Bhashyam, in the fifth sutra, he explains this as like Brahman can be split into two types. One is Nirguna Parabrahman and then one is Saguna Brahman. Nirguna Brahman is that Brahman which is Nama Rupa Vivarjitam, and Saguna Brahman is that which is with Nama Rupam. So that is the same concept which is explained here. This is quite similar to the Panchadashi, like the 5th chapter, Mahavakya Vivekam, where he speaks about Tattvamasi or Vakya. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the work continues. After explaining that the world is Brahman alone, so the Vyavratta Lakshanam, Brahman, world is split from Brahman, the difference being only Namarupam, and that Namarupam is an illusion, therefore the world is Brahman alone. And what is now concentrating on Brahman. Brahmano Swarupam Sachidanandam. So Brahman's nature is Sachidanandam. Satyam Jnanam Anantam Ityuktatvat Shrinshtatiriya Sruti says that Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma, therefore Brahman's nature is Sachidanandam as proved by Shruti. Tat Brahma Mama Swarupam. So he comes to the concept like, after negating the world and then pointing to Brahman, what is the concept of why, what is the purpose, how does it serve to attain the Parama Purushartham as Moksha. So Moksham is knowledge of Brahman, or Moksham, he didn't say Moksham is knowledge of Brahman, he said Moksham is Anandam, and that Anandam is Brahman. So if that Brahman is not proved as myself, then I won't get Anandam at any time. And if that I attain Brahman, then it is something attaining, which will be temporary, because anything that is attained will have to be lost, so it won't be eternal. So Nityatvam will go. If Nityatvam goes, then it is not like Moksham, or it won't be a Param Purushartham. Therefore, like after explaining Moksha as Anandam and Brahman as Anandam, now he says like that Brahman is my nature. Tat Brahma Mama Swarupam. That Brahman is my very nature. And he quotes, like gives a 4th shloka quoting from Lakshmidara's Advaita Makaranda. Since you have Tejomayananda's commentary, so you can go through it. But in short, the first is the 2nd shloka, and then the rest 3 are, if I am not wrong, 21, 22 and 23. Or 22, 23 and 24.
Okay.
Yeah, 22, 23 and 24 shlokas. सो अहमस्मि सदाभामि कदाचित् नाहम् अप्रियः ब्रह्मैवाहमतस्सिद्धं सच्चिदानन्दलक्षणम्. अहमस्मि ऐ एक्सिस्ट् सदाभामि ऑलवेज ऐ एम इल्यूमिनिंग इन नेचर कदाचित् नाहम् अप्रियः ऐ एम नेवर अप्रियम अनलव्ड अतः सिद्धं देयरफॉर इट इज प्रूव्ड ब्रह्मैवाहम् ऐ एम ब्रह्मन् சச்சிதானந்த லட்சணம் ஆஃப் த நேச்சர் ஆஃப் சச்சிதானந்தம். ஸோ இந்த கமெண்ட்ரி ஸ்வயம் பிரகாஷ் யதி கிவ் சேஸ் தட் ஹியர் ஹியர் லைக் லக்ஷ்மிதர இஸ் யூசிங் ஏ அனுமானம். ஸோ ஐ ஆம் பிரம்மன் அஹம் பிரம்மஸ்மி சச்சிதானந்த ரூபத்வாத் பிரம்மவத். ஸோ ஐ ஆம் பிரம்மன் ஆஃப் த பிகாஸ் ஐ ஆம் ஆஃப் த நேச்சர் ஆஃப் சச்சிதானந்தம் Brahmavad, like Brahman, which is Sachidananda. It's a common logic. So though the example is that what is to be proved, this is a very, very common example in Nyaya. So like this means that I am Brahman. So that Brahman is my nature. This is proved here. To make it more clearer, Lakshmidhara later in the work, the 22nd, 23rd, 24th shloka, this is the shloka we learned, where we discussed now, is the second shloka where he says the subject matter of the work, and then later he proves each one, taking each term of Sat. I am Sat, I am Chit, I am Ananda. So the first is about I am Sat. Surupameva me sattvam, natu dharmo nabastvavat, madanyasya sato bhavat nahi sa jatirishyati. My very nature is Sattvam. My very nature is Sattvam. It is not a Dharmam. Like in the case of like space. Space doesn't have any Dharmam. Space, infinity of space is its very nature. It's not a Dharmam. It is not an attribute. Why is it? So it's not a, first thing is it is not an attribute. So the doubt can be, there are many existences. We see different entities as existing. We see like a pot existing. We see a computer screen existing. So different things are existing. So out of different things, like we can put a jati. A jati is a concept wherein it's the same as the jati which we know now, like religion, you can say. But jati means a general. It can be called a generic. So like if when different things are existing, so you can put existence as a generic thing which is inherited by the different entities. Concept Purinda? Okay, jati is a concept where you have a generic which is inherited in multiple entities.
Okay.
So multiple entities, if you see something, you can inherit it, like different parts. Different parts la paathaatna adod jatitvam is gadatvam is a jati. As per the nyaya shastram, as per the nyaya vaisheshika system, gatam edutindasna, any entity that you take, it has an attribute, right? Gatam nalartha gadatvam, being a gatam, that is a generic, that is a jati which is present in all gatam.
Okay,
I think like when we dealt with Vedanta paribhasha, we had dealt that this jati is not accepted by Vedanta, but something else is accepted, right?
Yeah.
But like here, Advaita Makaranda, he assumes that jati is accepted. So he gets like, because he is answering the objection of Nyaya system, either the traditional or the Navya Nyaya or the Nyaya Rupi Dvaitam and Vishishta Advaitam, who take too much logic into their system. So like that jati concept, so the objection can be that though my nature is Sat, there are different entities existing, right? So we can say it is a jati. So you say it is not a dharmam, okay, we accept it is not a dharmam. It is not a dharma, it is not your dharma, it is not your attribute, but it is your very nature. But then it's not also your very nature because it can be a jati. So in the case of Akasham, Katakasham, Madakasham and all, it is a jati. We can say it is a jati. Akasham is akashatvam is a jati. So here he says, in order to for jati to be true, there should be multiple things inheriting from it.
Okay.
If we need to, okay, let's say I start a new philosophy, new system.
Okay.
I start Advaita Nyayam. I start a system called Advaita Nyayam. It cannot be called a jati until there are. It's like a society. You call society. Society cannot be present if there is only one person in the society. Society is a group of people. So unless there is a group of people, you cannot have a society.
Okay.
So similarly, if you don't have multiple entities inheriting from the jati, there cannot be a jati. So there is a dependency. Now, when we say gatatvam, gatatvam nulla jati exists pannanamana, there should be different gatam, multiple gatam exist pannanam. Since there are gatam in many places, we can make any number of gatam. So, adha oru generic number, we put it, we make a generic out of it, which is present in each one.
Okay.
This concept of generic enathukuna to put them as a group. Collective apodathik. So collective apodathina, their qualities, their nature, their categorizing chalam. Categorizing, once you categorize, then you can determine them, you can understand them better. Understand one, everything is understood.
Okay,
this is not like mud and pot. The namarupam and idu mari alla, namarupam like that is also a kind of generalization mari than categorization mari than, but that is not the same because namarupam is not real. Here what you are doing is you create a jati so that you can understand different things. So jati create panaradhukku first assumption is you should have multiple entities inheriting it, multiple entities having being a part of it.
Okay.
Is it clear or am I confusing?
Yeah,
namarupam ye jati ya chala mudiyadhu enna nam. The concept of namarupam itself is that it is an illusion. Mud like pot irukkuva, pot is a namarupam of mud. So the namarupam is an illusion. It's an illusion. It is namarupam is considered as an illusion at the empirical plane itself. But jatitvam is not an illusion. Gatatvam is not an illusion, right? How can gatatvam be an illusion? Gatatvam is not... Okay, another concept that Nyaya accepts, Nyaya speaks about this jati is, gatatvam is a jati, but you cannot experience gatatvam without a gatam.
Okay.
So, Purindida, that's... So, Gatatvam is not an illusion because... Jati is not an illusion because Jati is present in multiple entities. I don't know to bring in analogies for this case. But it's like telling, you can't experience Jatitvam, but you can experience Jatitvam in entities. And those entities don't exist without Jati. And the jati doesn't exist without entities. So you cannot, assuming one is an illusion, will make the other also as an illusion. Whereas in the case of mud and pot, pot being a namarupam, namarupam and mud, the namarupam is an illusion, whereas mud is in reality. What? Understood or? Confused, yeah? Okay, first thing, jati. Let's take one other case. Let's take just the jati concept. First thing is, okay, before all those things, Advaita Makarandam is not a simple work to be understood so easily. So the verses of Advaita Makarandam also is not that simple to understand. But in short, jati, the concept of jati is that for a jati to exist, you need to have multiple entities having it.
Okay.
Just an entity, society would concept, you can understand the concept of society, right?
Yeah.
Okay, don't go into society. You have a distribution list. You have a forum.
Okay.
Does the distribution list exist only with you as the member?
No.
You can call it a distribution list, but it's not a list if only you are there.
Right.
So, a list in turn assumes that there should be multiple people part of the list.
Okay.
So the distribution list is a jati, which assumes that there should be multiple people inheriting that list and being part of that list.
Okay.
So the people in the distribution list have that particular group or that particular distribution list as their characteristic.
Okay.
They can be said to be a part of that group, or they can be said to be that group itself, right?
Yeah, okay.
I am a communist. I am a not communist, no matter. It is either a Republican or Democratic. Anyway, that's a different thing. I am a communist, you can tell I am a communist because you are part of that communist group. The communist is a jati because there are many communist people in it. It's a interdependency, but the simple thing is, a distribution list cannot exist until there are different people who are part of the distribution list.
Okay.
Is it clear?
Yeah, clear.
So, extended to jati. So, the jati cannot exist until there are many entities part of the jati.
Okay.
For now, forget the Namarupam part. Whenever I try to explain you something else, you always get confused. So, it is not of prime importance now. We'll discuss that later. Just keep it in mind. I'll explain sometime later. Or if you are so confused that you want to know now itself, I can explain. Okay, like first let's complete this. So, the first thing is jati. A jati in turn assumes that there are multiple entities which have that jati as their quality or dharma.
Okay.
It is a dharma because jatitvam nalata, it is a, becomes a dharma or an attribute. So, Advaita Makaranda Lakshmidharar's argument is that mad anyasya satah abhavat, ennatavara other than me, other than my sat, there is no other sat.
Okay.
Since other than me there is no other sat, there is only one sat, there is no multiple sat. If there is no multiple sat, nahi sa jati rishyate. So you can't say that it is a jati. So the basic first thing is, sat is my nature and not a dharmam. And now if you come back and say, in the case of space, you have pot space, infinite space, adamayari, why can't it be a jati? Why can't sat be a jati? Because there are many entities existing. The pot exists, the wall exists, the computer exists. So why can't sat be a jati? It is not a dharmam accepted, it is nature, but why can't it be a jati? The jati disproves Advaita because that means jati in turn assumes there are multiple entities, that means Dvaitam is already proved.
Okay.
So why can't it be a jati? As like Gata Akasham, Mata Akasham, etc. is there, why can't it be a jati? So first thing is Gata Akasham, Mata Akasham, in all those things Advaita doesn't accept jati. First thing. But here Advaita, Lakshmidhara doesn't like directly disprove or directly answer by telling that we don't accept jati, but he says for jati to exist you need to have multiple sat or entities having sat, but the sat that can be accepted as existing is only me. There is no other sat than me. Therefore, it's quite simple, right? Anvaya Vitireka Yukti, that if I exist, everything exists. If I don't exist, everything, nothing exists. So it is my sat that is superimposed on everything. So it is only my sat. Only I am the sat. So there is no other sat than me. There is no other sat than I. Even Shruti accepts that because why it says Sat eva sarvamidam agrahasit. Sat alone exists. If Sat alone exists, now also Sat alone should exist with Namarupam. That's why the Advaitin in the work he earlier proved that the Jagat of Namarupam is Sat alone. So there is only one Sat. Since there is no multiple Sat and that one Sat is me alone, therefore it cannot be called a Jati. So the first thing is Sat. The objection first thing is Sat is a Dharma. Sat is not a Dharma because it is my nature. My nature and Dharma is different. Dharma is something which I inherit from something or I get only at some time, some particular time. Dharma is also changing, like my height or weight, it goes on changing, but Sat doesn't change. So it's not a Dharma, it is not a Jati as well, because for Jati to exist there should be other Sat, but I am the only Sat. Is it clear till now?
Yeah, clear.
Okay, now the question of Namarupam. Jati, when we extend it to Namarupam, so the mud is like, you can say mud, and the Namarupam of pot. The Namarupam of pot is nothing but mud alone, right?
Yeah.
So Namarupam is present in multiple entities, in pot and wall, as per Shankara's explanation, Shankara's shloka, one of the shlokas. So pot and wall have Namarupam. So why isn't Namarupam a Jati? Or you can consider also take it as why isn't mud a Jati in pot and wall? But this isn't true because, like, the first thing, if we can't accept Namarupam as Jati because Namarupam is an illusion. Similar is the case with mud. If we consider mud as a Jati, multiple things should exist. But these multiple things are just Namarupam. Namarupam is an illusion. That means these multiple things don't really exist. If they don't really exist, again the concept of Jati comes. Jati is false. So the same is the case with the Jagat and Brahman. So that's why he says, I am the only Sat. Okay. So that is with respect to Sat. And next he speaks about Chit. Swarupameva me jnanam na guna sa guno yadi anatmatvam asatvam va nyayajnyayatvayoho patit. Swarupameva me jnanam. Jnanam is my nature. As per the Nyaya system, Jnanam is a Gunam. Even Dvaita and Vishishta Dvaita accept that. So, na guna, it is not a Gunam. Okay, the difference between Gunam and Dharmam is an attribute, Gunam is a quality.
Okay.
So, Gunam, Jnanam is not a Gunam, Jnanam is not a quality. First thing is, it cannot be a quality because Jnanam is always there in me. But here he gives a logical explanation. Sa guno yadi. If Jnanam is a Gunam, let's accept that Jnanam is a Gunam. Jnanam is my Gunam and not my nature. Anatmatvam asatvam va. Anatmatvam or asatvam. Asatvam patet will. This will lead to. If Jnanam is my Gunam, then it will lead to anatmatvam or asatvam, depending on jnayatvam and ajnayatvam. Okay, it is this concept. Sagunam, if it is a gunam, then I will know it. Any gunam is known by the guni.
Yes.
Hope I am not introducing new terms. Guni is a person who knows the gunam. It is like Pramata and Prameyam. So, Gunam has a Guni, one who knows the Gunam or one who has the Gunam. So, like Gunam has to be either known or unknown. So, if Jnanam is my Gunam, I will either know it or not know it. So, Jnayatvam or Ajnayatvam. Jnayatvam means I do know it. Ajnayatvam means I don't know it. You have only these two cases. If jnanam is my gunam, then I should know the jnanam. Or not know the jnanam. There is only two cases. Jnayam or jnayatvam or ajnayatvam. If jnayatvam, if I know it, it becomes anatma. The concept with Paramartha again and again always explains. Atman can never be an object. So if jnanam, if it is a jnanam is a jnayam, then it becomes an anatma. Anatmatvam gets into it. And ajnayam, if it is not known, if something that is not known is non-existent, which means it is an asatvam or asat. A small different way we can say that if jnanam is a gunam, then through this gunam we can either know the Atman or not know the Atman. Okay. If my nature is not jnanam, that means that jnanam has to be used for something, right?
If my nature is not jnanam?
If my nature is not jnanam and my quality is jnanam, then that means that jnanam can be used to know something, right?
Yeah.
And since my nature is not jnanam, so I am split from jnanam, which means jnanam can make me an object. So which means jnanam can make me either knowable or unknowable. If I am knowable, that means I am not an atma. If I am not knowable, then I don't exist. You know? Confusion, huh? Clear or?
It's like clearer.
Clear, acha
clear, acha.
Okay, sir. Then this is the reason why Ramana says that, okay, sattva bhasika chitva vetara. So, sat can be illumined only by chit. So, if I am different, my nature is not jnanam and my quality is jnanam, that means that jnanam will make me an object. If it makes me an object, then I become an anatma. If it doesn't make me an object, then it is not a sat, because sat is illumined only by chit or jnanam. So my nature is jnana. Yeah. What is the difference between
attribute and quality?
good concept. Like an attribute can be something which is like physical as well, right? Attributes is something at the physical plane. Whereas like a gunam nalata, like a quality need not be physical. As far as I can understand.
So we can say there may be qualities even for the attributes.
Qualities? How is that possible?
So in my kai is an attribute. Is an attribute of me, yeah?
Which one?
My hand.
Hand is not an attribute. Hand is a part. How is it an attribute?
For attribute, man.
You can say height, length, and all. Maybe there is no real difference between dharmam and gunam. Hand is never an attribute, come on. Hand is a part, an amsham, that's it, it's not an attribute. Length, height, and all those are attributes. Now don't ask like why they can't be a gunam as well, a quality. A quality, maybe, I don't know exactly, so you may have to ask. Send a mail to that guy, your favorite, N.N. Shastri, S.N. Shastri. This has something to do with Ayyayikas, probably. ideally Padashna, like we can consider them both as almost same. Yeah, ideally we have to. I don't know why in the second case it is considered as a gunam and first sattvam is as in siddharma. Maybe dharma cannot be like attribute cannot be gauged or judged, whereas like or measured, whereas guna can be measured in some way. Yeah, you can ask him. Send him a mail and ask him. Yeah, anyway, the third shloka is about sukham. So, aham eva sukham nanyat, anyat chet naiva tat sukham. Amadartam nahi preyo, madartam na swatapriyam. Aham eva sukham. I alone am happiness in nature. Na anyat, anyat chet naiva tat sukham. Similar to my happiness, there is no other happiness. So there is no other happiness other than me. Why there is no other happiness? Because I alone am bliss or happiness. There is no happiness other than me. So happiness other than or different than me. And like amadartam, and let's say happiness is different from me. So if happiness is different from me, then like happiness will be for me. If it is not me, then happiness has to objectification process maridan. That means like how to explain it. If happiness is not my nature, then happiness is something different, right? So happiness sort of object, I will become an happiness, object of happiness. So that means, like, if happiness is for me, or if happiness makes me an object, then it is not dear. Dear means it's preyam. Preyam means it's not that, it's not dear if it is. Okay, so here two concepts we have. So if happiness is an object or different from me, then it has to be either for me or not for me.
Okay.
Means like happiness is for me or happiness is not for me. Means happiness makes me an object or it doesn't make me an object. Clear, acha, clear, no?
Yeah.
Okay. So, amadartam, if it is not for me, so happiness doesn't make me, then nahi preyo, preyam. Preyam means it will not be sought. It is not dear, it will not be sought. But people seek it, so that means it is not amadartam.
Okay.
Madartam, if it is for me, if happiness makes me an object, na swataha priyam, it will not be by itself dear. By itself dear means like it will not be as dear, like we consider as per like a Yajnavalkya statement in the Maitreyi Brahmanam, everything is loved for the sake of self. So that love is natural of itself. So swataha can be explained as by itself, or we can say that it is not that dear. It will not be as dear as we experience it, because the dearness that we see, that we experience, is beyond limits. It won't be beyond limit if it is an external, if it is for me and if it is not me. The difference is for me and me. For me na it is an external, me na it is myself.
Okay.
So swatapriyam nallartha, since it won't be by itself dear, by itself thing, because it is external, or it is not that dear because it is external. Is it clear? Or?
Yeah, clear.
Okay. Out of the context, the commentary speaks about Rasabhivanjika speaks about quotes from Sarvajñātmān's Samkshepa Chariticam and quotes that gives the four types of like bliss or happiness, or we can say so, priyam, apriyam, upekshyam, which we have already dealt in Panchadashi. There is one more concept which is called Atma, Atmatvam. So, okay. Priyam, apriyam, upekshyam, and Atmatvam. The fourth is what is the nature of Atma, nature of myself. So, happiness, that is like the if I am not bliss in nature, then it has to be either priyam or apriyam. And amadartham nahi preyo, that means like, if it is not for me, then that means like, it is apriyam. That means I won't like it. Madartham na swata priyam, that means it is not swataha priyam, but it is priyam. Priyam has its limitation, as we learned in like, because it causes, priyam can tomorrow become apriyam. So it is not bliss priyam. So you can just remember that priyam, apriyam, upekshyam as well as atma are the four types of happiness or experience that we get from objects.
Okay.
An object or towards an object, we can have those kind of experience. Ityeva uktam lakshmidhara kavibhi. Therefore, like I am sukham alone. Because if I am not sukham, then those problems will arise. Sukh amadartam nahi preyo. So I am preyam, I am sought by everything, and I am sought beyond all limits, therefore it cannot be madartam, therefore I am the bliss. Ityeva uktam lakshmidhara kavibhi, thus has been explained by Lakshmidhara kavi in Advaita Makaranda. Therefore this proves that Brahman's nature is Sachidanandam, and that Brahman I am, tad Brahman mama swarupa.